My all-time favorite's the one where we interviewed Wally for our Christmas show, I think, first year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and probably my funniest show was the Halloween show, the Frankenstein walk across the campground.
Mm-hmm.
And probably one I talk about quite often is, I've done a show, I've done shows from crazy places. And,
right. Didn't you do one from Afghanistan or something?
That's probably one of my, that's on the top of my list, is doing a show from Afghanistan, the around the world tour, Airstream, and they went through Afghanistan and I was over there, and we actually hosted a show while I was there, and I was able to find my way to the internet cafe in Camp Leatherneck, Afghanistan, and do a show from there. So that's one of the cool ones for me.
Well, I did one far away. I did it from Fort Wilderness at Disney World. Does that count? Not quite Afghanistan.
So I did one from Pismo Beach in California.
Oh, there you go.
Well, we always started the show off saying, this is where we are, because we were out and we were sometimes Airstreaming, we were traveling, and we still did the shows every other Thursday, regardless of where we were.
Yep.
Well, I would have attempted to do the show last week, but Rob, I don't know if you realize this, Tim certainly did, but anyway, I was on a motorcycle trip around Nova Scotia with Rich Luhr, and we circumnavigated Nova Scotia and Cape Breton in 8 days on motorcycles, dual sport motorcycles, 1,800 miles worth. So my signal was marginal much of the time,
yeah,
being so remote. So we couldn't do it, unfortunately.
Yes. So the Afghanistan show, when Rob was in Afghanistan, was episode 128 from 2015. It was called Good Morning Afghanistan. Like Good Morning Vietnam.
Go figure.
Yeah. And then the one where we interviewed Wally Byam was, of course, episode 8, Talk of the Town. The other big ones for us. What's that?
It was replayed every Christmas for like the last 10 years, though, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. We replay it every Christmas. So if you haven't heard it, then just wait till Christmas. It'll come out.
The Afghanistan one, Tim, we record, usually it was like clockwork, 7 p.m. California time, 10 p.m. East Coast time. Mm-hmm. Heck, I don't even know what time it was in Afghanistan. But I remember getting over there and being on it. I had to be there at a certain time and coordinate it. So
wow, that was great. You could do that. The other
math going on.
The other big show for us was The Mission and The Mission 2. But The Mission, that was a big story from you, Rob. That was
I think that was a Mission fetching a trailer for Rich Luhr, I think.
Yeah.
Which I had to help do the recovery.
To the rescue. Yeah. Thank God for those helper springs.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then over the years we've had the Vap Rap shows, and there are a bunch that come to mind when talk about favorite ones.
Well, probably one that wasn't exactly my favorite was what episode was that? We were supposed to be talking about polishing, and you guys kept talking about me selling my trailer to buy a new one.
Remember that? Because you were like telling us you were going over to the other dark side.
That's right.
And aren't you glad you didn't get a go that route? But yeah, you had one of those chicken coop trailers.
Yeah.
But if I remember.
71 Safari, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got you to go back to the good years.
Yes.
Yeah, but Rob, I don't know if you remember this, but Tim was bidding on this trailer on eBay and I was coaching him along at your rally in Norwich.
The Pageant of Bands rally.
On my ambassador. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember it. All celebrating when he won.
But it has this and it has that, and I don't know. And you're like, it can all be fixed.
And, of course, the pictures that we're showing, so my wife loves this and loves that. And that stuff was, what, the first stuff you tore out?
That was all the stuff that had to go.
It was junk.
Yeah, it was all junk. It
was. And then he ruined it, like, within a day of him having the trailer, because he towed it, I think, to the factory and had a 2 5/16 ball put out.
That's right. I sure did.
Coupler, yeah.
And all real Airstreams have 2-inch balls.
Yeah. Well, when mine wears down to 2-inch, then I'll be fine. It hasn't done it yet.
But I remember following you back. I can't remember what tool you were using, but I was following you. I was